Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We continue to be amazed at the unlikely economic links we discover between our state and other countries around the world. The latest involves a Lowcountry rug dealer and his attempts to help rebuild the same industry in Afghanistan. Rob Leahy is owner of Fine Rugs of Charleston. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston. Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
Now, first of all, tell us about your company.
Fine Rugs of Charleston is a full-service, handmade rug dealer in Charleston, South Carolina. We opened here in 2003, featuring rugs of contemporary and traditional stylings.
And how did you get into the business?
I've been in the business since 1971. When I got out of college, I was recruited and hired by a department store in Washington, D.C. And by 1973, I had been appointed the rug buyer. I traveled all over the world looking and finding rugs that I could export back to the United States for the consumers in the Washington, D.C. area. And I've been in it ever since.
The connection to Afghanistan, how did that get started?
A friend of mine at the Department of Commerce asked me to go on a trade mission with them in 2007 to Afghanistan to help find things that they could use to help their economy recover, industries and products that they could make. Carpets was one that was quite logical, as Afghanistan had made them for centuries. But after the Taliban and the war, at least from 2001 till 2007, not a lot had been done. So I became a member of a task force to help rebuild the carpet business of Afghanistan, and worked over the years at various levels in the Commerce Department and Department of Defense. And 2 years ago, approximately, the State Department asked me and a couple other guys to put together a plan creating a quality control facility in Kabul and helping to finance the production of orders for Afghan carpet makers.
How has it gone so far in the last 2 years?
It has been exciting. It's one of the most serious grassroots product development efforts that has ever been attempted in Afghanistan. We find customers around the world, in the United States, Europe, and in China, incidentally, that have a need for handmade rugs, and we match the buyers and the sellers up. We facilitate the product development, the execution of the order, buying wool, getting it out to the villages where the rugs are made. Most handmade rugs are made in the home by the families and then shipped to cities like Kabul, where they're finished, prepared for export, and then exported by air, and then make sure that the manufacturers get paid. Next year, we expect to be fully developed and shipping rugs from Afghanistan.
Was the rug industry just a completely decimated thing when you got there, or were there, you know, existing businesses that survived and that were just trying to get back to square one again?
A little of each. Our effort is almost entirely devoted to allowing the Afghan manufacturers, now that they're all back in the country, to stand on their own 2 feet. The first 3 years of the war there was almost nothing done. Nothing moved. I would say that we're having more success than many industries because the carpet business is a cultural industry. It's something that the people, the families do to make that rug. The father, the men in the family herd the sheep, they shear the sheep, they tie the wool, the older women spin the wool, the younger women will weave the carpet, then the men finish the carpet. It's been going on for centuries like this, and one of the most interesting things is that over the years of crisis there, this business has always gone on at a very low level, but it's always been able to ship rugs. Even the Taliban, with their desire to prevent the people of Afghanistan moving into the at least 20th century, if not the 19th, in some ways, they've never prevented carpets from being made, albeit exported to the Western market. Inasmuch as the carpet industry or business or trade is a cultural part of the fabric of Afghanistan, it's always going to be there.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for spending time with us and sharing this story.
You're welcome. Been a pleasure.
Rob Leahy is owner of Fine Rugs of Charleston. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.